Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
Levon, find a word there and talk about it to us.
Positive thinking.
Positive thinking. And how is that going to help our balance and our getting around?
I know I can walk.
Yay! Mm-hmm. You know you're not going to fall and stay in your own place. Good job.
That was an interaction between Levon and Linda. Linda is a facilitator and Levon is a participant in a workshop called A Matter of Balance, recently held here in West Duluth at the Safe Haven Apartments. The class is designed for folks as one might begin to age and maybe start to lose their confidence a little bit when it comes to balance or walking and gaining a fear of falling. The job of the workshop then is to provide information and exercises to basically help minimize those fears. In the snippet that I shared with you, it was the last day of the workshop and the class was reviewing many of the things that they covered over the weeks beforehand. In this moment, Levon and Arlene are talking about positive thinking in that not focusing on the negative and the worst case scenario, but thinking about their capabilities and using the tools that they have learned, their strength and flexibility exercises to be successful and navigate without falling, and then also learning in situations if they do, what to do if that does happen, will all help them to stay independent or in their home and feeling better and living well for longer. This summer, I had a fantastic opportunity to visit this class and observe the class as well as talk to the folks that were in it. And it was a really fun and great experience. I got to join them on their last class party. It was very fun. They celebrated their finale with root beer floats. And as you will learn by listening, one of the ladies in the class is 94 years old and doing phenomenally. Today, we're going to talk in detail about the Matter of Balance workshop, but we're also going to touch on some of the other really amazing workshops being offered here in the Twin Ports. But they're also being offered around the country. So if you are listening to this information, may well apply to you and your area as well. Some of the evidence-based workshops are geared towards the aging population and keeping people fit, safe, and capable of staying in their home for longer, being active. And some of these evidence-based workshops are geared towards the aging population and keeping people fit, active, safe, and capable of staying in their home and independent for as long as possible. However, some of them certainly apply or can apply to anybody in any age group. So the information really can benefit anybody, and definitely if you are a caregiver or have a parent, this also may be really fantastic information for you if you're not aware of it already. I'm excited to cover this topic for a few reasons. I was given the opportunity to be trained as a facilitator for a few of the classes, Living Well with Chronic Condition workshop, as well as the Living Well with Diabetes. And I've been teaching the pre-diabetes prevention for a few years now. And those are a few of the other classes that are offered in this evidence-based group. I think there are about 10 of them or so. I have also heard from multiple people phenomenal feedback about the Tai Chi Quan workshop that is also available through this same grouping. And again, some great results from these Matter of Balance workshops. There's also a chronic pain workshop that I believe is going to be offered here in the Twin Ports sometime soon as well. Later, we'll tell you how to find out about these workshops here in Duluth, in the greater Minnesota area, and then further out outside of Minnesota and the rest of the country as well. Like I said, for the classes that I had the opportunity to be trained to lead, I was really impressed with the content of the classes and all the topics that were covered, as well as the ability for the participants to share information and to work together at problem solving. I love that they're multiple week classes, and I have really enjoyed seeing the participants come together and bond as a group too. So to give you a picture of the Matter of Balance workshop, they do actual exercises in a group to help with flexibility and strength and balance. They go home with a workbook that reminds them of the exercises, how to do them, but exactly why they're doing them and what they do for them. They also cover a lot of topics related to everything from how to make your house more fall-proof and safe. They talk about traveling and just being out and about in the community, things that you might plan for or think about when you're going to different places like movie theaters, stores, visiting, what to do if you should fall, and then communication with health care providers and a lot more. According to the CDC, 1/4 of people 65 or older fall each year, which is a pretty big amount. And when you think about how many people as they age, they fall, they break their hip, and that's kind of the beginning of the end for them in some cases. National Falls Prevention Awareness Day is happening September 22nd, which also happens to be the first day of fall, if you need help remembering that. So there's no better time than the present to explore this topic. You are going to hear from the group of students in the class that I visited. They all sat down and chatted with me after their final class together to share their thoughts and experiences and what they got out of it. Then we'll talk with the coaches of this class, Arlene and Linda, about their experience coaching. And lastly, we'll hear from Peter Hefton with Age Well Arrowhead here in Duluth, and he'll talk more about the workshops, the other workshops offered, how to sign up as a participant, how to become a coach for these workshops, if that's something that happens to intrigue you. And Peter is also always looking for locations that are interested in hosting the workshops as well. They're always looking for creative locations. Okay, let's head on with the group of participants. The audio can be a little bit tricky in spots. They were shy to talk to me one-on-one, but as a group, they absolutely shined. So I'm going to play just a short bit of the actual class while they were participating and doing their exercises, and then we'll get to the participants.
Okay, standing foot circles. So now we're going to use the chair for support if you need it. Go up on one toe and move that heel around, keeping that toe on the ground. Going circles with your heel.
See, the more you do, the easier that's supposed to get. Maybe not for everybody with arthritis and whatnot, but it's certainly, you know, don't do it so that it hurts. But, you know, just because you do feel, you still need to do a few.
And then help alternate direction to
alternate and go to the other foot.
Tell me how you like the class and what you got out of the class.
I learned a lot of new exercises, and that was important to me.
Okay.
It was very enjoyable doing it as a group, and it taught me how to walk better without shuffling my feet, not falling on my face.
Okay. So it sounded like you had something happen during the class that kind of made you have to walk differently, is that correct? Or
I fell a couple times.
Okay. And so the class
pick
was...
Pick up your feet. Shuffle.
Okay.
Anything you want to say quick before you head out about the class that you liked or that you learned?
It was very interesting, and I recommend it to everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we all feel that way.
Okay. So you all like our class.
Yeah. The instructors are great.
Great.
Yeah. Absolutely great.
I got out of it too that you don't just you don't just sit and age. You can help the aging process a little bit by doing these exercises, walking a mile every day, and that things you just kind of took for granted before, but now I realize how important they are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's kind of keeping yourself moving.
Right.
Along the way.
Yes. Moving. Everybody's got to keep moving.
Yes. And you,
that's
and you're
what I've learned.
94, is that mm-hmm. what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and you look like you're doing really, really well. So you've been moving your whole life?
Yes.
Okay.
I've always walked and exercised.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just, this is just keeping things going mm-hmm. and keeping you...
But slower.
Right. Right. And the, yeah, this looked like it was a pretty... well-paced class where everybody could participate
mm-hmm.
And move kind of a little bit at your own pace, but together, not too
That's
fast,
right. yeah.
and support yourself where you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share maybe a couple takeaways that you got too, of I noticed that, you know, not only did you do the exercises, but you also talked about other things. You talked about safety, and it sounded like you guys each week talked about something. So what were some of the takeaways that you got from that? So it's not only balance exercises, but some other good tools too.
Well, the leaders, well, this is back to the leaders, but they were great. I mean, Linda even got down on the floor and showed us how to get up. And one thing that we learned was in dark places, you can take your flashlight with to the movies or someplace where there's
mm-hmm.
dark.
Mm-hmm.
We don't book to the movies, but Corinne gets to the movies every week.
Mm-hmm. So learning those things that make things safer, and so not only learning how to keep your balance and how to keep your body flexible and strong, but other tools to just help the environment that you're into, right?
Right. So. Right.
And it's nice to have a partner to go walking with and things. We spend quite a time together.
Yeah, it sounds like. Were you the two that went out for 3 hours? And
yeah.
Well, oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a good long walk.
It was.
We do a lot of walking.
Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, that's a great exercise
yes.
to do. It's a great mm-hmm. thing. It's what we're doing all the time. It's a great way to keep ourselves
moving.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the stuff you guys did, any of you notice, do you feel different in any way from after your class, after the 8 weeks, because this is your last class? Did you notice anything that you can maybe do with a little bit better strength or range of motion than you could the first day? You're walking with your Okay.
I think you kind of come out of the class kind of gung ho with it. You just want to do more of this kind of thing. So very pleased with this class. Very much.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize flexibility was so important to keep you from falling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, and that's something that as we get older and we don't do quite as much, it's easy to forget to do those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you guys got a workbook that walked you through a lot of the exercises, so you're able to take this home too.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So do you guys think you're going to be able to keep this up? Like, is this something that, did you get some tools that you're going to be able to, going forward, that help you, you know, that you're going to remember to do or to help you function?
Yeah?
Do you guys have some specific takeaways that you might want to share that you got out of the class, maybe that you didn't know or something that you feel like you're going to do differently after the class?
20 times, up and off the chair without your arms.
There you go. Yeah. Up and down.
You press that on us.
Yes.
So your most important exercise is what?
Getting up out of a chair.
Okay. And why is that? Is that just so to make
keep
sure?
Keep your legs strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And keep you independent.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. I tell you what, walking out that backyard over to the awning, to the tent. That's pretty good exercise in the fourth room, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, you guys have some areas around here, and I know you guys measured or somebody measured the halls.
Always,
So it's how many times up and down the hall is it?
17 miles.
Well, that's kind of nice. So then you kind of have a plan, and you can see how you're doing, and keep mm-hmm. you know keep
and
track of it.
Treadmill.
Okay. So you have some kind of things.
No, you don't.
That's true. It does the job for you, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, so would you guys? Did you recommend this class for other people?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Seniors.
Oh, seniors, great for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
So many young people are coming in here.
Yeah, 62-year-olds.
So you mean coming and moving into the building?
Mm-hmm.
I think people retiring would be a good thing because all of a sudden they're not walking to their cars and their work and all that stuff. So
that's
it'd be
a
good
really
for
good,
that.
A really good point. Yeah, anytime your activity changes or stops or slows down. Yeah, that's a good point.
Judy, can I add here caregivers?
Yes,
people
absolutely.
Who are taking care of people in their home and watching them, helping them to stay busy with exercises and whatever will keep that easier to deal with.
Right,
you know,
right.
Then their abilities are not declining as quickly. So if they keep them walking, working their ankles, you know, doing range of motion, then the individuals that they're taking care of is going to be in a less likely to fall.
Right. Right, exactly. Yeah. Even if they don't have a lot of mobility.
Right.
Any mobility that we maintain is always going to be helpful.
For them to realize the simplicity of the exercises. They're not hard exercises.
No.
You know, they didn't hardly work up a sweat or heavy breathing or anything, but those simple maneuvers keeping you flexible and strong.
You got to keep doing them.
You got to do them. You've got to do them.
Consistency.
Consistency
is a big.
That's a big.
The more you do them, the easier they get.
Right. Well, the better you are getting. You know, it's making a difference.
Oh, sure.
Right. So let me ask you, this class, the intention for the class is to help people to not fall less or have less of a fear of falling.
Right.
Was that something that when you guys took the class, was that something that you were thinking of or you were worried about? Or was it, you know, not so afraid, but going to maintain?
Balance.
Yeah. Always bad.
Yeah, I had fallen several times. Unfortunately, I've never hurt myself. And then, but you know, get some pointers to how to stay up on my feet.
Yeah.
And then,
didn't you feel like you got some things that is helping you feel
yes,
more confident?
Yes, I think the exercises and that just make your body a little more resistant to some of these things.
And the stinking thinking.
Yeah.
Tell me about the stinking thinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's changing how you feel and what your thoughts are so that you're not as likely to fall.
Don't be negative.
Thinking controls your actions. And if you think that something terrible is going to happen, in my book, it's more likely to happen.
Yeah.
But if you go out with a positive attitude, a change in thought, well, I certainly can walk to the block and back every day. I just won't go on wet days. I will let so-and-so know that I'm going out. So that if I don't call when I get back, then somebody will be looking out for me. If I'm going to the theater, maybe I have to go a half hour early so I don't fight the crowds. Or not be in a rush to get out. Using whatever you need so that, you know, you can be safe.
So it's the exercises and it's all the tools around.
All the tools. And once you stop doing things, you isolate, you become depressed. The less you do, the less you're going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, it's just a snowball going down the hill. Once you Barb referred to that, you know, when people retire, you know, you got to stay busy or, you know, the old adage, use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So
right. Yeah.
It's how you think about it.
It's like my dad, he didn't know when he retired, he didn't know why he had time to work. He did so much work doing everything else. I don't know where he found time to work all these years. He just kept himself going all the time.
My dad is 90, and he's, you know, a farmer, right? And so he's moved all his life, and so he's
that
pretty
hard work.
Exactly. And you know, he's always just kept that moving mentality up, and you've got to keep going, and he has to keep busy, you know, or he goes crazy, right? So and he, at 90, he's doing just fine.
But there comes a time too. One class I taught, there was a lady 92 that was still doing trail walking here in Duluth.
Uh-huh.
And her daughter was very upset with her and could not get through to her that you are putting yourself at a definitely a greater risk. You certainly are capable, but you need to take precautions. You need to use your walking stick when you go. The daughter had purchased a cell phone for her, so that, you know, you need your phone with you when you go, because if something should happen. And the lady just had a hard time accepting that you want me to curtail this. And her daughter is saying, no, we don't want you to curtail. We just want you to be safe. And one of the biggest things, by the end of the 8 weeks, she says, you know, I text my daughter every evening and let her know I am just fine. Mm-hmm. And she is so happy. Mm-hmm. You know, that little thing made a difference. I mean, she wasn't afraid at 90, which good for her, but you do need to be concerned, mm-hmm. you know, and take the proper precautions.
So that she left with somebody too.
Yeah, going,
exactly.
You know.
Not by yourself, but with somebody.
Certainly, making somebody go with her.
And, or if it's icy, it's probably not the best day for walking.
So, you know, she did get across to her that there's just some things you need to think about before you. I don't want you to stop doing it, but, you know, let's be safe and smart with it.
Right. It's about being as independent as you possibly can.
Yeah, I want you to be independent, but if you were to fall out there in the woods and break your hip and end up in the hospital, then that's all gone, Mom.
When I lived in, I'm not living in my house anymore, but long sloping sidewalk steps, and that's what my kids told me. Take your phone with you, you know, keep your phone with you just when you go to get the mail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because it can happen. Well, and it can happen to anybody.
It can happen to anybody. Absolutely. You know, we all had our stories of the infamous falls. And
many of these sidewalks around here.
They're terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Uneven.
Yes.
You might be safer walking in the street with the
boy walking. I hear you. I totally hear you. I do a lot of walking downtown, and I watch rollerbladers, and I think, you people are daredevils. I mean, my goodness, we got sidewalks that are like, you know, half creeping up, and you can hit a shoe toe on your shoe. Mm-hmm. I took a tumble down on Superior Street and almost headed right into a parking meter. And I noticed, I'm wondering if somebody important had that same experience, because about 6 months later, I saw that there was a bunch of tar that they put around this razor that you couldn't see in the right light, you know, it didn't show. And I hit that, and I just went forward, and I was like, I was watching the parking meter come going, this is not going to end well. But it was all okay, but it is. It's like, speaking of lift your feet, and I had, but it was high.
Yeah.
So now it's very obvious that it's a problem.
Right.
But Duluth is a dangerous place.
And bottom steps too. You brought that up. Like maybe put a strip. It's really
put something that draws your eye. Whether it's a piece of white masking tape or duct tape on the bottom step, so that you see that change.
That you know you've got one more to go. Because that can.
That's a good idea.
Mess you up.
Absolutely. Or you know, if you take an extra step when there isn't one there, you're jarring yourself. Yes. Or if you miss it. And you know that jarring can be.
Then they've done that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even going down the stairs, I thought, there was one more step with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, we did find out we shouldn't be carrying a bunch of stuff at one time to make more than one trip.
Right.
But it's a long time from the car to 9th floor.
Right. But you could just bring them all to the elevator, maybe, and hope that they don't steal them before you get upstairs. But
don't them once carrying two suitcases downstairs.
Oh,
no.
Dear.
My sister's house. I don't know why I was carrying two suitcases.
Yeah. And you're really stuck. You have nothing to.
Yeah, you only got your face to stop.
Right.
That's not so good.
No.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, and I'm glad you had such a great experience, because I really do think things like this are really important and really needed. We need more things. We need more things at all ages to keep us active, to help keep us out. We got so much in the world that keeps us not active, and I think you guys speak to the staying active through your life, the benefits that it gives. And I think that's really, really important. So thank you. Thank you for taking part. Thank you for talking.
Oh.
And for... No. For
doesn't take much to get these people.
It's been a wonderful...
I did one up at UMD, the University for Seniors.
Oh, yeah.
That was a different dynamic group than we get in the community.
Sure.
And every single individual, I think there was like 9 or 10 in that class, already had a regular exercise program in place.
Okay.
Which I guess didn't surprise me.
Uh-huh.
But they still gained a lot of valuable information and encouraged or made express their thoughts that it was a great program, and they hope that we would continue it with the university for seniors.
So I think that speaks to the whole, you can be a person who's moving, but there's still a lot of benefit here to be gained.
Yes, these two can tell you that.
Right. I think just thinking about things before you do them, you know, is the light on? Can I see okay? Mm-hmm. You know, is this a safe
awareness?
Place?
Yeah. Awareness is just something
I see
that people.
Now, and, I mean, yes. Very important.
Yeah.
Moving around my house, I'm more aware now of little obstacles that might be there, or you know, hanging on to things. I used to just jump up on chairs and hit them, you know. But now I'm just a little more careful about that. So, I mean, I've learned a lot from this class, and I've loved hearing your experiences and stories. I just really have appreciated that. But just a picture of what wanting to take care of yourself and improve and be, you know, be the best that you can be at this age. It's a wonderful example to
do as much as you can without overdoing it.
Right, exactly. Sure.
Next, we hear from the two facilitators, Arlene and Linda, and they share their experiences working with the participants and co-facilitating the class. Both these ladies come from a nursing background. However, that isn't the case for all the facilitators. And again, if this is something you are interested in doing, that is not a background that you need at all. It just happens to be common for the people who get into doing this. And I believe you're going to hear the phrase Quad A mentioned. And just so you understand what Quad A is, that is the Arrowhead Area Agency on Aging that's here in Duluth and has helped put on many, many of these workshops through various sponsoring agencies. I want to hear from you guys just a little bit of your history and what brought you to want to lead the class.
Sure. My name is Arlene, and I'm a retired nurse from one of the local hospitals here in town. And I've always had a desire to teach fitness. I do a lot of marathons, and I run and do a lot of exercise, so that's a real important thing to me, and I think it really can benefit anybody at any age. So when this opportunity came up to take this class, Matter of Balance, it fascinated me, so I kind of wanted to know a little bit more what it was about, what it entailed. And I volunteered for AgeWell Arrowhead. So through them, I was kind of introduced to this Matter of Balance class. And then when the opportunity came to teach it, I was just very, ready to do something. I'd been retired for almost 3 years. Some of my responsibilities with parents have changed. I have a 95-year-old mom and a 95-year-old father-in-law that just recently passed away. And so I had a little more free time, and I was just kind of looking for an opportunity to do something that was, kind of giving back a little bit and yet doing something educational and exercise orientated. And so this was like a perfect fit. This is my first time teaching this class.
Okay.
So I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but Linda's done many of them, and she was a wonderful mentor. So I learned a lot from you, Linda. I appreciate that.
Okay. And I'm Linda. I've been doing Matter Balance since 2015. I also am a retired registered nurse. I worked at Virginia Regional Medical Center up in Virginia for many years, and then retired and moved to the Duluth area to be closer to grandkids and whatnot. I did not go into nursing until I was 40. I found it was a perfect fit for me. The caring, the giving, the teaching is who I am. And once I retired, my husband passed away shortly after that, and so that I found I needed a distraction, something to do. And a very good friend recommended that I look into the programs, either Matter of Balance, Care for the Caregiver, the diabetes one, the variety of classes that they offer, mm-hmm. and the Matter of Balance happened to be the one that came up first, and I just really fell in love with it. I think I've facilitated in 8 separate classes at this point.
Okay.
We're not teachers, we're facilitators,
right.
as everybody sits down and discusses
and
where they're coming from and whatnot. Learn something new with each and every one. Amazing the differences between the dynamics in all of the groups. And really feeling there's at least one or two people in each class that you've touched mm-hmm. and made a big difference, which gives me purpose and reason, and I'll continue to do it for a long time, I'm pretty sure.
This was a fun group. It looked like they kind of really bonded.
It took a little bit of time, I think. It took a few sessions before, even though many of them live in the same facility,
mm-hmm.
It took a little bit of time for... We did some icebreakers, and I think that helped a little
and
bit.
And for them to open right, up and feel comfortable
right, yeah, and
with...
And knowing that what they say here is...
Confidential, it stays
to
here.
The group.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, you know, very willing then, after a short time, to share stories and experiences and talk about doctor visits. And so I think as time went on, people got very comfortable with sharing, which
right.
made it...
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and that I've noticed in most of the classes. As they go on, they get a little more comfortable with each other. Or someone will tell a story and they're shaking their head. Yeah, you know, I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize they're not alone
mm-hmm.
in their fear of falling and the adaptations they've made or, you know, the adjustments they've had to make in their life, which, you know, makes them keep it in more. You know, when all of a sudden, you know, they can't make it to church every Sunday anymore. And, you know, they feel bad about it, but they don't talk to people. But in the Matter of Balance classes, they've got a safe place to open up a little bit and realize they're not alone and make some changes in the way they look at things and think about things and then change what they do.
Well, and in this particular place, pretty much everybody was from this particular
yes.
apartment complex. This is a pretty big apartment complex.
It yeah. is. It's yeah, it's very big.
How nice to create that sort of sense of community, whether you're in one building or you're in a mm-hmm. community, but
yeah.
having a few more people that you know a little better who get
right.
you.
Right.
And,
yes.
You know, you can draw on for this information. And you had said that, you know, from your 8 classes, everyone's a little different. So they're all
yes.
going to come from a little different place. And you mentioned kind of going where they need to go a little bit and really talking about the things that they're needing to,
yes.
to talk about and address and what's specific
yep.
to that group, which
and,
is great.
I did one out in Carleton, and their needs were different. You know, they don't have public transportation out there. You know, they are driving or they're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't... Well, Arrowhead Transit now is doing some transporting up in Hermantown and whatever. But, I mean, this was out in the country, and if they weren't driving, then they weren't getting. And I did have one individual in that class whose friend came with him, made sure that he got there, because she felt that he really needed the class, and he benefited definitely. But she would pick him up and make sure that he got there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had talked earlier about the caregivers and how important it is for the caregivers sometimes to be aware. And I think when they come, they really see how it affects other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then can maybe prevent that from happening to whoever they might be assisting. Or, you know, whether it's a parent, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a good friend that secondary to diabetes... You know, their lifestyle has changed. They don't get around as much. It's,
mm-hmm.
They don't get to the grocery store. It's harder to get the good food that they need and adaptations that they can make and assist with.
Right. Well, it's yeah, the caregivers can take it home and help their people. And then I'm sure people here even have that realization of how the longer they can stay, you
right.
know, it really gets that. It sounded like from things that I was overhearing that there was some kind of different understanding about really keeping themselves as good as they could be for as
yeah.
long as they could
mm-hmm.
be,
yeah.
which is yeah. which is so great for everybody
mm-hmm.
involved,
absolutely.
And especially yeah. them and their comfort
right.
and functionality. So that's great.
Yeah.
So the class is...
It's 8 sessions. Each session is 2 hours. They can be done two sessions a week, or we one session each week for 8 weeks. It runs over eight sessions. Okay. Yeah.
And tell me just what, so the class kind of runs with you guys get together, you talk about a topic, you do exercises, and then you come back. And are you like readdressing the topic, or is it that you're doing activities then? Or does the class have a consistent flow, or?
I think it kind of touches on different topics each week.
Okay.
The first 2 weeks, there's no exercise involved. It's just basically kind of a formatted lecture and talking and discussing, kind of addressing issues.
Helping them understand what their fears are, how they feel about falling, and how by changing how they think can change how they're going to act and help prevent the falls, you know, the first couple of weeks.
Right.
Week three, we begin exercises. We do recommend that they have doctor's okay before they start. They sign a release. And then for the remainder, five classes.
Yeah.
We start each class with the exercises so they become familiar with them and the proper way to do them. And giving them little hints, continually reinforcing why they're doing it, what areas of the body it's working, the deep breathing, offering little suggestions,
right.
Standing at the side of the sink and giving them, and they did respond with, well, yeah, you know, during commercials now,
right.
I bring my feet up and I'm doing those ankle circles, mm-hmm. and like Barb had said, she didn't realize the importance of, you know, you start at the bottom, the ankles are important, your knees and legs are strong, and you need the flexibility and movement in your upper.
And I think this is great with any exercise class, but
yes.
I noticed that you guys were talking about what, you know, like you say, what you're doing, why
right.
this is helpful, which just helps inform people and remind them why what they're doing
yeah.
has
right.
value, and it's not just moving your body,
no.
but it's, mm-hmm. no, this really does have a purpose.
Right. And the more you can, you know, turn your head from
yeah.
side to side,
yeah.
better your vision will be, that peripheral vision for
yeah.
driving.
And we did, like we said, we did measure out, or had it measured out on the hallways here this time, because we always talk about exercise in general, you know, 30 minutes a day, walking is the best one and whatnot, and how many trips up and down the hall made a mile, which supports them, and also we made Monica and
mm-hmm.
her assistant, Andy, aware of it, so that, and they seemed appreciative too. It's like,
right.
oh, cool, you know, we can work this in, and, you know, the support of the staff here, supporting them
right.
as they do their walking.
That would be, I'm just thinking of my dad,
mm-hmm.
if my dad was going to move into a place, and they could tell him on the onset
yeah.
how
yep.
many walks
yes.
up and
yep.
down the hall it took
yep.
for a mile, he would
yep.
appreciate that.
Right.
He would remember that. That
right.
would be like the
yeah.
piece he would take away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that, yeah. So,
and whether it's, you know, if the weather's bad outside,
yeah.
they can just walk inside, and it's very easy. You don't need anything. They can grab a friend, and there's
absolutely.
Side rails. I think there's railings.
There should be railings on
yeah,
the side. I never did go upstairs to
yeah,
see what they were.
Yeah, I didn't
either,
but there are railings there that they can...
You know, it gives them a goal, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Well, and like you guys were saying, if you... time, how long it takes you to do the 17, or however many you do,
you know,
you start to... have the, okay, this is doing something for me.
Yeah.
This is actually,
you know,
a
gauge.
Yeah,
a gauge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Well, the book does talk about setting goals and writing out plans and this kind of stuff, which is very good all on the paper, but a lot of people don't follow that.
Right.
So by personalizing it and, you know, making that 17 treks, you know, giving them a verbal, then they do track, but not on paper every day that,
right.
you know.
But,
some people, yes, live that way, but
right, but not everybody, and sometimes even having that those
yeah.
little tidbits of information can be very,
right.
very encouraging.
Yeah. Give them
sure.
a goal, absolutely.
And I noticed in the book, we talked about this a little bit, but I noticed in the book that the things like talking to other people, making sure that you have that network of support outside of your
right.
house, making
mm-hmm.
sure that they're comfortable talking to their doctor. That's a great, I think that's such a great conversation to have, because I think sometimes people don't have an opportunity to say how they're feeling, and then get encouragement sometimes.
Right.
No, really, you do need to talk to them. This is why it's important. Or maybe
mm-hmm.
it's a, you really maybe need to find a different practitioner.
Yes.
Because
yes.
maybe
not
it's just
that.
Not,
yes.
or you just don't feel comfortable with them.
I think one thing with older people, I know this was true with my mom, she didn't want to tell anybody that she had fallen because she was afraid they'd make her move from the place that
yes.
she was in. not realizing that maybe we need to look at your medications, maybe your vision isn't as good as it once was. Right. You know, you're dizzy for what reason? You know, there's, you know, physical and medical things that can be done to make it better for them.
Right.
So it is important, and I think a lot of people are afraid to tell their family members.
Yes.
And to tell their physicians if they've taken a fall.
Yes.
All they see is
going to be taken away. My life's
taken
gonna
away.
Smaller.
I'm going to be have to go here. I'm going to have to go there. But you know, there comes a time, and I think I try and make them realize that. Yeah, you do need to go there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is a, you know, sure, you don't have as much freedom. The apartments are small. But look at the friends you've got.
Right.
If you get hungry, you know, there's the, you know, puzzles they've got going. They can go down. And there are exercise classes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's somebody to watch out. You know, you're not just sitting here by yourself all the time.
Right.
You know, you have to.
Be realistic.
What is your thinking about this nursing home that smelled and everybody's left in bed and they've got this scraggly hair, which, you know, they're still of the generation that's what a nursing home was.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's nursing homes, there's assisted living homes, there's foster homes, there's senior housing. I mean, there's such a variety that could various needs.
It doesn't have to be. I think, you know, you're right. Like, the fear of, I don't want, and I've heard this said, I don't want to tell my kids because, like, they'll take me out of my home.
Yep.
What's working? What's not working? Mm-hmm. What do we actually need?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then everybody can, you know,
which
be in
a much
so
simple
situation.
Things like, you know, putting an extra bar in the, hanging your clothes so that you don't have to lift your arm way up high. You can hang it on a lower bar. Taking those rugs out or those extra things on the floor that could be a hazard, putting night lights in, putting a grab bar in the bathroom.
Putting the tape, a reflective tape,
or
painting a door between two rooms, you know, where you've got that little edge. Mm-hmm. Paint it white so your eye is drawn there, and then that isn't a tripping hazard. You know, mom's tripped over it 3 times. She's lived in the house for 40 years. Why now?
Right.
She's not seeing as well. She's not picking her feet up. There is a change. Paint it white. She'll see it. She'll pick her foot up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, work with the environment.
Always,
right.
You don't always think about until
and
pointed out.
Different things work for somebody, but you know, like I said, carrying the nightlight in my ditty bag whenever I travel. You know, you throw the ditty bag in. Well, then I've got it, and I'm not lost in a room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and I love it. I mean, I love the amount of things that the Matter of Balance class covers. Right.
Yes, it is a multitude.
Right.
Yeah.
We played a lot of catch up today. That whole evaluation we've been working on for 3 weeks, and we just never got to it. You know, there was always something else that we started talking about, and
I think the class really stressed asking for what you need, and I think that's really hard for women in particular, maybe older folks in particular. Mm-hmm. They don't like to be a bother to anyone or ask someone for a ride or, you know, will you take me here because I can't go by myself? Or, you know, so just giving them that freedom and just encouraging them to speak up for what they need.
Right. And man, if you don't know how to problem solve it yourself, sometimes throwing that idea out to somebody else. Go, I'm going here every Tuesday night. I can just
take you.
No big deal. Yeah. You know, or whatever. Or, hey, have you tried this thing that makes this thing easier?
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And so, what a great power to give back to them and the independence, which is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, even in those little. I mean, my gosh, sometimes the littlest things can be so huge.
The assertiveness over aggressive. You know, that's one of the topics. Assertive versus aggressive. And, you know, the way you approach it, you're going to get different.
Well, and even, you know, talking about how the fear of doing something keeps you stuck in your house, and then you're less active and you become depressed because you're not mingling with people. Your social life has just kind of dwindled. So
you don't eat the same. You don't activities. You don't upkeep, just getting in the shower or...
You're not seeing anybody.
What difference does it?
We had talked about if you want to go to a concert or one of your grandchildren's sports events, you know, you can make that happen. Just make sure someone's there to help you navigate the steps or practice that. You know, practice getting up and down out of your chair. Just to build up that leg strength. So encouraging them to participate with like going to a concert or, you know, just things that they might have been fearful of doing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, because you're becoming more, you know, you're building up your strength, your flexibility, your endurance, your balance, you can maybe do some of those things now that you had a fear of doing before.
Right.
For sure.
Talk a little bit about the process of becoming a facilitator for this, just because I'm thinking, you know, it would be great if we can reach some people who are hearing, hey, this sounds really cool, and maybe want to be a part of this. I know this is something that they're often looking for, people to help with these classes in many areas. This is a national program, so it's not anywhere that it hears this, you know, could have value. So talk a little bit about the process, if you don't mind.
Quad A, throughout the year, sponsors classes to train facilitators in the variety of programs. The Matter of Balance one was a 2-day course, 8 to 4, and then like I think 8 to 3 on the second day. There is a fee for it. They give you guidelines on how to, you know, what's included in the course, the exercises, and this type of thing. And then once a year you need to attend. They like you to facilitate a class once a year, and then once a year they're required to do a refresher or a, like an extra class to enhance your education on it. And then you get on their list, and as the programs, you know, they try and set them up, you are encouraged to find a need for one, whether it's through your church, through some other community group that you're working with, if you've got a parent in the nursing home or that goes to a senior citizen center and you see that, gee, you know, it would be cool to have one here, then you get it in motion and set up the classes.
Right. Nice. Okay.
Pretty low-key and easy.
I think the class that I took was just a day.
And we had 2 days.
8 to 4. And you applied for a scholarship, and there was no fee for it. Because I didn't know if I could make the commitment to teach 2 classes a year. And she said, well, just apply for it anyway. And so, I mean, well, I think the fee was maybe like $50 or something like that. So it's,
there is a fee,
affordable.
But there are scholarships available so that you don't, you know, it isn't money out of your pocket. I found that a lot of the individuals are retired nurses, retired therapists, people who are retired and for some reason they had a parent or something they did caregiving for, you know, have an interest in doing that and giving back to the community.
Right.
But you don't need to be a healthcare professional or retired, you know, anything health related really to be in the program. I think when I took it, there were some teachers, retired teachers, and just people that lived in senior centers where there was a lot of fear of, you know, falling and that kind of thing.
A lot of staff for like Edgewood Vista.
Interesting.
The one class I did up there, there was a individual who worked at Edgewood Vista that was taking the class, and then she was going to get her training so that she would be able to run it for the facility in there.
Okay.
In,
sure.
Type thing.
Okay. So
and even, you know, some, you know, taking some of the information from the class and just putting it out there and using it in their everyday type thing. But there is there's the at least 5, if not 6, the Matter of Balance, diabetes, chronic illness,
Tai Chi Quan,
and care for the caregiver.
Right. So there's some great opportunities.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For, and it isn't a huge commitment. I the class for 8 weeks, 2 hours with an hour prep maybe. You know,
maybe
for me.
I studied a lot, not having done this before.
Yeah,
so
right.
I wanted to know.
Yeah,
you
she
know,
did a great
I
job.
Just know what I was working with, and you know, and it was really helpful being with Linda, who had done so many classes. So,
and that's the thing. All of these classes, I think, all of them, your team.
Team, it's
great. Somebody.
Yes,
it's so great.
Yep.
And they do recommend even like you observe a class before you actually do the teaching. That was in, you know, a suggestion, but I didn't really have that opportunity to do that. So this was, you're just kind of, you know, you
thrown,
you'd kind of learn
it
as you go.
I'm
the first class I did, I taught with an individual that I had gone to the training classes with, and we just kind of connected in there, and one came up, the individual from Quad A said, well, here, you know, we've got a class. Are you okay doing it? And we sat down probably 3 or 4 hours before the, you know, what are we doing? What are we going to do and whatever? And as it turned out, you know, once we had our first class, you know, we got the flow after, you know, the first class was a little shaky, and we looked at each other and said, okay, this is what we need to do. That right. didn't work and whatever. And there was a lot of back and forth. But, you know, we worked it out together. I certainly would have enjoyed having someone with a little experience on it, the first class, so that, you know, because we just kind of kept looking at each other and saying, is this what we're supposed to be doing? Do you think we're doing anything here? And whatever. And we'd sit down afterwards and, oh, this didn't work. And this person, you know, what are we going to, you know, working it out.
There's a whole, the manual that we have does a really good job in going into working with adults and different methods that people learn, different teaching methods. So, it is helpful, really. Icebreaker things that you can do.
Yep.
And
it gives you options, too. You know, because some groups, you know, you can do it this way or this way or this way. Well, some groups don't get into that role-playing thing.
The role-playing and regurgitating, talked about.
So, and you kinda, my bell I developed after a couple of classes where, okay, this, you know, we're here. We're ready. Come on. And they, you know, it's not to be demeaning, you know, but it does the trick. They do catch on that, yeah, we do have, because they enjoy chatting and catching up.
As the sessions go on, they're more and more comfortable.
Yeah, it was like everybody was super comfortable with everybody, and it just felt like old home week. Which is really nice. When the groups come together that.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good group.
We're always in need of people to facilitate. You obviously enjoyed the class. You brought a lot forth to it. It's real easy to stand up here and just lead the discussions.
Right.
And you learn and you teach. So it's a great way.
And I think the class, as far as being a class participant, it can benefit anybody, really, at any age. I mean, these are all things that, you know, it doesn't hurt to either be reminded of, or you learn new information. I mean, the exercises, if it can get people to do exercises on a regular basis, you know, everyone needs encouragement with their flexibility and their balance and their endurance and their strength. I mean, that's, you know, that'll help you all your life. So I just think there's definitely a lot of pluses for anybody, really, to take this class. In particular, you know, seniors who are facing that issue of not the balance
becoming
that they
a whole
had
lot
or
aware of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awareness, a big thing, a big part.
Awareness is huge.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me come and hang out in your class.
Yeah.
This is really fun.
Yeah. Thank
you.
It's great to get to know this, how this whole thing works. So.
Yes. Good.
Awesome. And lastly, we hear from Peter Hefton with Agewell Arrowhead. And he is the guy, if you are in Duluth, there's the surrounding areas that you may connect with as you register for the classes or become a facilitator.
My name is Peter Hefton. I work at Agewell Arrowhead. I'm the training coordinator. I've been there for about a year and a half. And it's my job to organize all of the evidence-based programs here at our organization, as well as dementia training for businesses is what I also focus on.
Okay. And someday we have to talk about the dementia training for businesses, because that sounds very interesting.
Yes.
Now, a matter of balance is what we're focusing on here. Share if there's like a suite of classes, and then where the classes come from and why they were chosen.
In general, there are a number of different evidence-based programs out there, and they're called workshops. So people talk about, you know, classes or sessions. The best word to use is always a workshop. That's the actual program being put forth. A matter of balance is one of many that are offered. So a matter of balance can be offered, and that's a balance prevention, falls prevention workshop. There are also living well with chronic pain, living well with chronic conditions, diabetes prevention, several different ones, Tai Chi Quan, trying to think of a few other off the top of my head, but those are kind of the main ones that are offered in our area.
Okay.
So just setting them up, it's my job to find a host site for those. It can be anything. It can be a business around the Twin Ports. It can be a hospital, a clinic, an assisted living facility, any kind of place that has room to host, you know, 8 to 16 people. So, well, oftentimes we find ourselves in kind of like an education or training room, and then as long as the business is okay with hosting, then I go about trying to fill the workshop with participants. So,
okay, so that's not their job so much as that's
yeah, that's
the
not their
do.
Job okay. necessarily. The whole site just says, hey, we have a great location here. We think there's some people who live in the area or possibly live at the apartments in this past case that are interested. Can you do a workshop here? And then we say, yes, we absolutely can. And we go through the steps of getting it organized. The reason that they're called evidence-based is because they go off of evidence from one participant who completes a class to the next. So when they start a class, they fill out a pre-survey that talks about a lot of their health, and that information is compiled. And then when they complete the workshop, they also fill out a post-survey, and they fill out how maybe their health has improved, or have they had a fall over the course of the workshop in the 6 or 8 weeks that they've been going, and do they feel more confident about their health, and would they talk to somebody else about the class, or where have they heard about where the workshops are offered? All these things and all the evidence of how their health has improved, or if they feel like it's improved or their confidence has increased, then that's compiled by me at the end, and it's submitted through juniper.org. And then it's studied on how to improve the workshops in the future. So that's where the evidence comes from.
So you're involved in getting people in, and then do you touch base with them, the people who are in the classes, throughout the class? And what are you hearing back from them about these classes?
Yeah, so to just speak about recruitment for a little while, once we establish a host site where we're going to have it, so for this Matter of Balance class that we can talk more about, it was at Faith Haven Apartments. And once we establish this is where the host site and the workshop is going to take place, then it's my job to basically go out and spread the word. So we do that through press releases, we do that through Facebook posts, we do that through our website at agewellarrowhead.com, all of our partners in the area, to just really spread the word and try to recruit people and get them registered for the workshop. So yeah, it's a whole process, and usually we try to do it for about 2 months leading up to the workshop, so that we have plenty of time to really get the word out there and fill the workshop. We are supposed to have 8 people signed up to start a class or a workshop. If we don't have that, a lot of times we have to postpone or cancel altogether because it's just not filled to capacity. So that's kind of leading up to that. That's one of my roles, is to really just promote the workshop all over the area of Duluth, Hermantown, Proctor, and any of the surrounding areas to try and boost our attendance for it leading up. So once we get to the date, then what I'll do is I usually call around to everybody who's registered, and I remind them, hey, the class or the workshop is going to be starting at 2 p.m. this coming Thursday. We hope to see you. And it's great talking with everybody because they get really excited about when I call and say, oh, yes, I remember talking with you a few weeks ago. I'm excited. I won't miss it. Or sometimes people are like, oh, that reminds me. I can't make it that day. I have plans. I have a doctor's appointment. I have family in town. Whatever it is. But touching base with them right before the workshop starts seems to be really effective with just connecting with the participants, as well as boosting our attendance to make sure that people are going to attend.
And then you touch base throughout the class too?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
And just kind of check in and see how they're doing and how they're liking it.
With our busy schedules, I feel like people just get sidetracked doing other things. There are, like I mentioned, appointments that come up or family that comes to town, and the next thing you know, we haven't seen them for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And so I like to do that friendly reminder, usually the day of the class. Let's say if it's a 2 p.m. class, I usually call around noon and just, again, reintroduce myself, remind them that the class will be starting at 2 p.m. and we hope to see you, or whatever the time would be. But yeah, just give them that friendly reminder. And, you know, I really like talking with each participant because it just allows great feedback. You know, for this last Matter of Balance workshop, they would say, oh, we just absolutely love the two leaders and we can't wait to come. And I've been there every time. And I talked to my doctor, and he thinks it's a great thing for me, or she thinks it's a great thing for me, and I'm trying to encourage him to recruit more people. And so it was great feedback because you just know that the participants are really enjoying the workshop.
Yeah, and it's very real time.
It's very real time.
Which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's nice for them, too, to be able to share and talk about that.
And even they sometimes just begin to tell other people about it too, just on their own. And they like to tell me that oftentimes when I call, they'll say, oh yeah, I'm going to be there and I'm going to bring my neighbor because I went next door in our apartments and talked to my neighbor about this and now she wants to join as well. Can she join? And usually that's sometimes not allowed, but within the first 2 weeks we can have new people join. So sometimes I'm like, yes, absolutely.
Right.
Bring your neighbor.
Nice.
That's great.
And do these classes cost anything for people?
We ask for a $5 donation based on per class. So sometimes people want to donate for all of the class periods up front, and which for Matter of Balance would be 8 class periods, or we also allow them to do the $5 donation per class period. Now, if somebody cannot pay, we understand that. Everybody's welcome to the workshops, but generally people are asked for a donation that keeps the workshops going into the future, which pays for some of the books, some of the materials, all the printed things, paperwork that I have to bring each week, and things like that. So that's where their donations are going.
And what about transportation? Like if transportation is an issue, is that something that there's help for?
Sometimes there are a number of different things for transportation. That's funny that you bring that up. AgeWell Arrowhead, through our services, we do senior wheels. So if somebody absolutely wants to come to the workshop, they could contact AgeWell Arrowhead and arrange a ride. Now there is a small fee to the ride, but that would get them to the workshop. Oftentimes I try to put workshops where there are going to be many people living in and around where the workshop's being hosted. So for example, if it's in an apartment complex, hopefully there are plenty of people inside that apartment that can just, you know, take the elevator down to the basement and attend the workshop.
Right.
Sometimes people take the bus. Sometimes people have had neighbors drive them if they can't get there. So transportation hasn't been a huge issue yet, as well as sometimes people call me and ask, you know, okay, I see you're offering this workshop in West Duluth. Are you going to offer it in East Duluth? Or are you going to offer it in Hermantown? And then I can usually either guide them in the right direction if there's another workshop going on, or I'll say, well, we're not offering it right now, but coming up in the fall, we will. And then oftentimes people will say, well, could you just take my name and number and call me when you offer that? And
right.
So that kind of works out, too, if there's a transportation issue for them.
Grabbing them different options.
Yep, if that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely does. You talked about the Matter Balance, and we definitely, from all the conversations that we've had with the folks, we have an idea of what that's about. Give a taste of the other classes, the Tai Chi Quan and some of the other things, just to give a little flavor of what those might look like for people.
Sure. One of the other workshops that I'm focusing on right now through AgeWell is the Living Well with Chronic Pain. So that focuses on adults who are living with chronic pain, generally on medication, and they have bad back, bad neck, arthritis, a number of different things that have been painful for them for many, many years and that are chronic, and are looking for alternative options to come up with instead of just being reliant on medication. So that's a very powerful group that lasts for 6 weeks, and not only does it addresses living with the chronic pain, it's not going to make chronic pain go away, but it just, again, just kind of creates that confidence with people in a group setting and is very powerful with addressing people living with chronic pain. And oftentimes what happens is the group becomes pretty powerful in itself, and people exchange numbers and they start going out to coffee and they kind of create their own support group outside of that, which becomes extremely beneficial for those people who are attending. And I know we just completed one in the spring, and now all of the participants who completed that are now meeting periodically as a group. So that's
nice.
That's pretty nice. As well as some of the others. So Tai Chi Quan is kind of similar to, I don't want to call it karate, but it's based off of like Taekwondo, where people are moving and doing stretches and balance and core strengthening and things like that. It's kind of slow movements.
Okay.
And
Tai Chi-like?
Kind of like Tai Chi, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It lasts for 12 weeks, so it's a really lengthy workshop. But the benefits are pretty positive. I think people come away from it, of course, feeling stronger, more confident in their balance, just almost at peace with some of the new exercises that they've learned that they can continue to do
sure.
on their own. But that's similar to Matter of Balance, and you being there on the last day could have definitely probably talked to people who are like, oh, we're going to continue doing these in our apartment and
yeah,
connect
yeah.
with the stretches and the different exercises that they were doing that day too. So
right.
The other one that we have talked about setting up, we've yet to do it, is living well with chronic conditions. And that's not just focusing on living well with chronic pain, but also that can be diabetes and any kind of other chronic conditions that people have ongoing in their lives. So it kind of opens it up to people who are living with different things other than just pain. So
right. okay.
That's another one that we will probably be setting up soon in the fall, actually,
okay.
With some new leaders to lead that workshop.
Things like heart conditions, stroke.
Heart conditions, curious. Stroke, mental illness, depression.
Okay.
I think it can even include cancer and things like that that are just ongoing.
Fantastic. The classes, as you're talking about this, is clearly for people who are aging.
Yes.
Two questions. Who else might these classes potentially be good for, be it balance or the other classes? And who else might they benefit?
A Matter of Balance is designed for aging adults who are having balance issues or who feel fearful of a fall or who have fallen in the last, you know, several months or a year, and they want to improve their balance or learn how to fall or prevent falls.
Mm.
So most of the people who are signing up for A Matter of Balance are older adults.
Okay.
Usually, you know, 70 or older, and are starting to lose confidence in their balance, basically.
Okay.
And they want to improve that. And what's amazing is usually when I read the post surveys, that really happens. I mean, I just submitted all of the post surveys last week, and everybody, all 8 people who completed the class, all said that they felt more confident in their balance. And if they were to fall, they know what the steps are to get back up off the ground and not have to necessarily call 911 if it's
nice.
Not an emergency.
Right.
Whereas before, I think most of them thought that that was their only option. Was
mm.
If they had a fall or something happened in their apartment that had to do with balance, they were going to have to call 911. And now, at least they feel like they know some other steps because of the class
right.
to help them. As well as, that goes as far as visiting family. A lot of people were concerned about when they went to visit loved ones, okay, now I'm concerned if I'm at their house, I might fall.
Mm.
Now what? So in the workshop, they talk about, you know, just securing an area, watching out for rugs, having a family member help you with stairs, bringing a flashlight, all of these different things that can really help somebody when they go and travel. Because before they might say, well, I can't come and visit you anymore because for whatever reason, maybe deep down they're concerned about falling. So
right.
it really kind of creates a little bit of independence again for some of these
okay.
people. Now for living well with chronic pain, that workshop can really be a wide range of ages and backgrounds. You
okay.
know, some people, maybe they're younger, but they were in a car accident and now they're living with chronic pain. Maybe they're older adults who, just like Matter of Balance, they're feeling really restricted with their chronic pain as well as their reliance on medication, and they're just looking to find some different strategies. So can be kind of across the board. Also adults with disabilities. We have had a few people like that who have joined the workshops as well as and wanted to manage their chronic pain. So that's one that's more welcoming to a wide
okay.
age range and background compared to Matter of Balance.
What about caregivers? Like if there are people who are can see that maybe not for Matter of Balance so much, or maybe would it be something that it would be good for them? Somebody might be welcomed in if they're supporting people to be able to kind of help them with the exercises, remind them, learn that and be supportive. Would that be something that
yeah,
would make
I
sense?
Think, I think it's great to have caregivers as well as the person who's being cared for to join the workshops together, because yeah, you're kind of building that knowledge base of the exercises and what was talked about in the content, as well as a lot of the lesson material gets brought home each week. So then, you know, if you're looking to practice outside of the workshop class period time, you really can benefit from that if you're caring for somebody, because not only are they learning the techniques, but you're learning them as well.
Right.
So that would go back and forth for many of the different evidence-based programs,
okay.
Matter of Balance especially, as well as Living Well with Chronic Pain, because many of the people who have been in Living Well with Chronic Pain, they have spouses. They are being cared for in a number of ways. So yeah, I always encourage that.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that that could make, if you're, you know, you're having an aging parent move in, and instead of saying, hey, what did you, what exercises should you be doing, to be able to say, hey, let's do these.
Yeah, and I've had that a number of times. People call me and say, hey, I'm looking for this workshop for my mother. And yeah, she either lives with us or she's moving to Duluth, or, you know, I'm interested in encouraging her to sign up for this. How does that work? And so I'll explain a little more about matter balance, and then we go through the process of either contacting the mother or having the mother call me to register. And oftentimes the person I'm talking to on the phone starts to say, hey, wow, that actually sounds like something I want to be a part of.
Right.
And so then, of course, I offer, well, I can register you too. The more the merrier, typically. Right. So
yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's nice to just to participate in with the person, as opposed to just sending them off and then, you know, it's kind of that awkward, well, what did you learn today? Versus here's what we did. So it's just a nice bringing people together too.
And a lot of times, and I just recently heard this, people who join the workshops and complete them oftentimes think, hey, I think I kind of want to be a leader. So then they come full circle and say, you know, for example, I attended this Matter of Balance workshop with my mother to help her, and now I want to be a leader. Can I go through the leader training to teach my own workshops? And the answer is absolutely yes. So
right.
It's a great way to not only learn, but help others.
Right. So talk about being a leader. Like, what is involved? So if, obviously, if somebody wants to volunteer to do that, that's fantastic. And then what do they have to go through to be a leader for these classes?
Yeah. So first, just to be an AgeWell evidence-based leader requires going through leader training. So how it kind of works is I will reach out to either somebody who's interested in being a leader, or sometimes we go through some recruiting of looking for volunteers at different events around Duluth. And once I identify somebody who says, oh, I'd really like to be a leader or a volunteer leader for your organization, then we go through the steps of looking on juniper.org of where we can actually have them trained. So a leader has to go through, sometimes it's a one-day training, sometimes it's up to three, depending on what type of evidence-based program it is, where it's located, who's teaching it, things like that. But it's a pretty simple process to have them become a leader. And once they're a leader, then it allows them to, of course, lead the class or the workshop, but they usually have to be paired with somebody else. So the more leaders we have, the better. We're always looking for volunteers to help us, because between scheduling, time of year, vacations, you know, snowstorms, everything like that, sometimes people can commit to the time and sometimes they can't. So I'm trying to always kind of balance that to make sure that the workshops can be held. So
Have fill-ins.
And then as a leader, they're fully supported by the sponsoring organization, which would be, in this case, AgeWell Arrowhead. I set up all of the promotional materials, make sure that people are registered properly, all of the paperwork, and then they are the experts. I consider them, the absolute experts in the workshop. So they come and do each week, and they follow the curriculum. And the only catch is that they have to teach one workshop per year. So if you're trained in Living Well with Chronic Pain, as a leader, you kind of have to remember, like, oh yeah, I have to commit to one workshop per year to stay qualified. So
okay.
That's kind of the only thing that I would say as a leader you have to be responsible for.
Okay. And then I'm thinking also, like, if somebody is like, hey, we've got space, or, where would they, and both for the volunteer and for space, how would they get a hold of, in Duluth here, how would they get a hold of you guys to make that happen?
So just contacting me at AgeWell Arrowhead, Peter Hafton, would be excellent. So my email is peterh@agewellarrowhead.org. The number is 218-623-7800. Of course, that's my contact information, but how and what are we looking for? Well, mainly, kind of like I described earlier, we're looking for a large area that's comfortable and welcoming to a group of anywhere from 8 to 16 people. There's not a lot of materials that we bring, but usually we have some easels with some different books and materials. So we kind of need the space to do that. Now, with that being said, we can be pretty flexible. So we've been contacted by a number of different assisted living facilities throughout and saying, hey, we have a great space that we think you could do a program here or a workshop. And so then I'll go and check it out and network with the managers or coordinators at that facility. So, for example, if it's a health and rehab center, if it's a clinic, if it's a hospital, if it's, we've even thought about restaurants before where they have some back rooms that are available.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of change up the population of people a little bit. You know, maybe it's people who are going there regularly to eat dinner and they're like, oh, wow, this would be kind of fun to come here and do a workshop once a week, you know, or bring our mother or father or somebody who could benefit from that. That would be a good idea. So we've kind of expanded. We really don't say no to any ideas. Also, churches are always a great place. People are very comfortable, you know, being at their church once a week. So to come back on a, you know, Wednesday or Thursday night to attend a workshop, cookies and coffee are usually a must. And, you know, people are comfortable in that setting. So that's a great one, too. Usually offer plenty of great space.
Juniper.org. So you've mentioned Juniper.org a couple times, so talk about what that is and who would go to that.
The actual website is yourjuniper.org. It hosts all of the different evidence-based programs throughout the whole state of Minnesota. That's the networking piece. It's a great tool. I mean, you can put in your address or you can put in your area code and basically just hit enter and it'll pop up all of the different workshops that are available in your entire region, and you can keep going further and further out depending on how far, you know, you want to search. And it's a great tool, and through those workshops, and you can click on them and it'll open up and give you all the details of where they're going to be hosted, the times, the names of the leaders, who to contact to register. So those are a great resource for somebody who's looking to connect to the evidence-based programs, either as a participant or somebody who wants to be trained as a leader. And there's a whole section on yourjuniper.org that says for leaders or for trainers. And okay. You can click on that, and then that'll tell you where all of the leader trainings are going to be happening. And again, they're scattered out, you know, throughout the entire state of Minnesota, several here in the Duluth area, but they're scattered throughout the state of Minnesota. And then that allows people to register as a leader and be trained, and then again, like I had mentioned, they're set to lead their first workshop after that. It's a great resource.
Nice.
It also has descriptions of all of the evidence-based programs. So if somebody, you know, listening to this might say, oh, I want to learn more about Matter of Balance, or I want to learn more about living well with diabetes, things like that, diabetes prevention, all these different workshops that are out there, they can click on yourjuniper.org and learn much more about them.
Okay.
Through the class descriptions.
And Juniper is, it's Minnesota only, right? Am I
yes.
correct about that? Okay. You've talked a little bit about the process of getting registered, but if they're wanting to check this out, how do they go about actually getting registered, via the web or in person?
When somebody wants to register for the workshop, generally what they do is they'll see the flyer around town, or they'll get the information from a friend, and then they will call me in person, and I can actually log on to yourjuniper.org for them. So if you don't have internet access, or if you think that maybe it's a bit of a confusing process, that's totally fine. It's really simple for me to register, and that's just as basic as finding out somebody's name, date of birth, emergency contact, a privacy policy, and then me clicking register the participant, and it's that simple. And then they're set. And if they have an email address, they will get a full schedule emailed to them about the time and place of the workshop. And if they do not, that's okay, because like we mentioned, I usually call around and give everybody a friendly reminder. So getting registered for the workshops are completely simple. It's a very easy process.
Nice. Take away all the barriers and make it really easy.
Yes.
That's awesome.
To find a class, Matter of Balance, or one of the other workshops, you can visit the Juniper website at yourjuniper.org. That's yourjuniper.org. Juniper provides evidence-based health management programs throughout a large number of regional partnerships across Minnesota. And currently, like I said before, Matter of Balance is one of 10 evidence-based programs offered through the Juniper Network, and there are plans to expand in 2019. And if you're looking for more information about the Matter of Balance specifically, you can go to the National Council on Aging at www.ncoa.org. And from there, you can learn about the Center for Healthy Aging National Falls Prevention Resource Center. And if you want to find national classes available for Matter of Balance, that information will be on the show notes on the website. It's a complicated and long address, but you can start at mainehealth.org. That's mainehealth.org. If you are interested in any of the classes that I mentioned, you can certainly Google them and look in your area with the class name and the name of your city or state. I will also put some information on the show notes that you could also contact if you are looking for something in your area and not finding it. The goal is to help you find classes in your area, so don't hesitate to connect to the people on the show notes via Facebook or email or comment, even to me through the podcast if you're not finding what you need. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I definitely encourage you to check out other episodes of the podcast at wellnessrenpodcast.com. You'll find all the episodes from current to past to future, depending on when you're listening to this. You can sign up on the website for an email. Every time we put out a episode, we shoot you a quick email that tells you the title. It gives you some information about what you're going to be listening to and a link to get there to make it super easy. Share. Share the emails. Let anybody know who might be interested in the information. Awareness is key, and your sharing is how people become aware of what might be available to them to help them on their health and wellness life journey. If you're an iTunes person, you can definitely subscribe via iTunes as well to the Wellness Renaissance podcast. If you like what you hear, first of all, thank you so very much. Second of all, ways that you can support us, again, by sharing. That is absolutely invaluable, wonderful, and so greatly appreciated. Second of all is if you are an Amazon shopper, you can go to the wellnessrenpodcast.com site and you will see a tab that says support the podcast. If you take a few clicks, go there before you do your Amazon shopping, whatever you purchase in that Amazon trip, a little tiny piece of that purchase, not an extra cost to you, but a little piece of that purchase will go into a bucket to support the podcast. So thank you so very much. You are also welcome to become a patron on Patreon, which is a place to give tiny micro payments to help support the work that we are doing so that we can keep doing the work that we're doing. Thank you, all of you, in whatever way you support us. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. Thank you again for spending your time with us. And until next time, may you find the wonderful and helpful pieces that fit perfectly into your health and wellness puzzle. Take care.